Me sé ahí. How is everybody? Don't hear anybody.
You're all muted. Okay, so time is limited. Yeah, so Q&A, we're just going to do very, very cut short. One of the questions was, where did I get the vest? The answer is Costco. The Q&A today. So we saw in the Gemara Kasha. Ein Sofek Moisim, is that true? Rava said Ein Sofek Moisim Devadi. Rava's coming to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that by, the Mishnah implies anyway, that by Chazina de Shokal, then you have to be Vedic. But we don't say that the Chul made it up. So Rava said, because Ein Sofek Moisim Devadi. Chazina de Shokal is a Vade Chomet, it's a Vade Gverius Chulzo. And it's only a Sofek Achila. Sofek Achila is not Moisim from a Vade. Or it's the Mishraim, that's not a Suffolk, it's a Suffolk head to Harogel, it's a Suffolk with the Regilus. Nonetheless, even though it's a Suffolk with the Regilus, Karev Levade, Taisa says, it's still not enough to be Maitzi from a Vade. So, one of the questions that's going to be negated today, what we want to ask ourselves is, fine, so a Suffolk head, there's not Maitzi from a Vade is. So if the chulda brought in chametz, can't say, well, karav levade that the chulda ate it up. That karav levade, that's sofik karav levade, sofik heter karav levade, is not mitzi from avada yisur. So now what's the matzav? Since now that ain't sofik mitzi mitzvah avada. So what is the matzav right now? Is it a matzav of avada yisur, or is it a matzav of sofik yisur? Do I say, ain't stuff with Mitzvah? Fine. Even though it's Karav Levade, it can't be Mitzvah from the Vadois. I can't say that the Karav Levade head there is Mitzvah from the Issa. It's left to be Chayshish for the Issa. But at least it's a Suffolk. The Mitzvah Karav Levade that the whole day up, at least let it be, we should treat it as a Suffolk. But do I say that it's all or nothing? If the Regilus is not Mitzvah from a Vade, then it remains a Vade. The regulus could be mitzi from a vada, and it has a pshat also, because we talked about regulus not a regular rife. Otherwise, why do you have to come on to this new concept of sofik or of levadai, the sofik harogel rife is mitzi from chazaka, ruba v'chazaka ruba adish. Apparently, it's not a rife. A regular rife, it's not the beer of rife. I don't have, because a rife is on a maisa mesuyim or on an object or so that's mesuyim, you know. But here. The chulda didn't eat it up right away, but I'm saying the meshech hazman. There's a statistical probability that probably the meshech hazman the chulda ate it up. But we have a shivay of a reserve. But meshech hazman, somebody came along and said nafshalei atzolo. So that's a statistical probability. So there's a sad that it's meitzim midevadi. That's the gemara's done. If it's meitzim midevadi, it's meitzim midevadi. But if it's not meitzim midevadi, then maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's not even a sofik and it blames avada. So let's put that on the table, and we'll see as we go through Taisus and if there's any gili one way or the other. The Mishnah itself, I don't know. The Mishnah says you need a bdika. Maybe you need a bdika because there's a vada chametz in the house. Maybe you need a bdika because there's a sofik chametz in the house. Either way, you need to have a bdika. But there's no achra from the Mishnah. What it says in the Mishnah is that that the sofik, the karav levada that the chulda ate it up, doesn't make it vada mutter. But it doesn't say if it's vada osur or it's sofik osur. So where's the kasha? That too ain't sofik meitzim devadi. But Tanya chover shemeitz v'niach megurim alei peiros. You see that the chover left the megurim alei peiros, and face becheskes musakonim. See that the sofik hafrosha is meitzim from the vare tevel. here's what Taisa says. What do the Gemara think? How can a suffolk be mitzi from a? How can a suffolk have to be mitzi from a vada yisim? So it's a suffolk. A suffolk, you're not allowed to eat suffolk devil. So this is where this is. So what's even the whole shach of Taisa? So this is what Taisa says. This is not time a suffolk. It's a suffolk harogel. So there would have been a mokum to say that the suffolk harogel, the regilus. Rashi also calls it a roiv with a roiv. Taisa calls it more than a roiv. It's a karv levadai. The karv levadai. It's a karv levadai that the chavah was maaseret. And it seemed to work. You see that the regilus that the chavah is maaser, that b'meshach hazman the chavah was maaser, seemed to work. It's matter the devil. It makes it mutter. It's a kashan rava. Rava says ain't sofik meitzim midei vadei. So my answer is that either the chavah is a vadei, chazok al chavah shenim meitzim mitachas yodah dovah shedovah shenim misukin. It's not a karv levadei. It's a vadei. A vadei is meitzim from a vadei. Or, and this is the part that Taisa is going to focus on. Taisa focuses on, or the hafrosh of the chaver is only a suffolk karav levadai, but it's a suffolk aragel. But the hevel is also only a suffolk because maybe it was machnas v'maitshela, so it didn't have a reis play a bias. It doesn't have a reis play a bias, so it's mutter. So it's a suffolk tevel, so suffolk we might say a suffolk isur. A suffolk hafrosha can be mighty from a suffolk of tevel. It's also not so clear what that means. Does that mean that the regilus is takim? Is the regilus is mighty from the suffolk, and I'm matter with the regilus? Or does it mean that, or does this mean that it's a sex faker? And what's macha meaning matter? Like, Suffolk, hafosh is meitzi from Suffolk devil. So what's the name of this heter? Is the name of this heter sfeik sfeikla? Actually, no, but the Zohar says that it calls it sfeik sfeikla. It's a sfeik sfeikla. We're familiar with the concept of the sfeik sfeikla. I have two sfeikas. Suffolk hafosh, Suffolk devil, Suffolk hafosh. So it's a sfeik sfeikla. Or maybe it's even stronger than a sveik seiko. The regilus itself, since I have a karv levadai, so a karv levadai is not maitzi from a vadai, but a karv levadai is maitzi from a sofik. The heter is the name of the heter is karv levadai. The name of the heter is regilus, karv levadai. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is where in a case where maybe in dinis sveik seiko, it's not a sveik seiko. We know that the Sveik Sveik has rules. We saw the Magen Avraham talks about Sveik Sveik has to be simultaneous. Sveik Sveik has other rules. What if I have a case? What if you have a case where in Dine Sveik Sveik, it's not a good Sveik Sveik? Let's say it's two Sveikas that are not simultaneous. One Suffolk happened and then another Suffolk happened. So in Dine Sveik Sveik, not good enough. But maybe it should still be mutter because the Regilus is made from the Suffolk. The name of the heter is not Sveik Sveik. The name of the heter is that a Suffolk Harogel is Maitzi from a Suffolk. But that was the need of the Magen Avraham and the Lacharit Machlek is Magen Avraham and the Tzais. Magen Avraham understood that it's the regular heter Sveik Sveik. Now the problem is, so then in the case of the Torah, we have a Suffolk Chometz with the Suffolk Achilo, so it's not Oiskalt and Dini Sveik Sveik because it's not simultaneous. She says, no, it is simultaneous because there's the Zmana Isser. The both Sveik is really only negated to the Zmana Isser. And the Ksai says, not the Ksai, but the Kregi says, and then the Mekor Chaim says, that you don't have to come out to Dinei Sveik Sveikah. A Suffolk HaRogel is Maitzi from a Suffolk. That needle. The following page says Akasha. Bottom line, it says in the word, Suffolk HaFrosh is Maitzi from a Suffolk devil. Suffolk HaRogel of HaFrosh is Maitzi from a Suffolk devil. And they were, so we're good. So there it's only a Suffolk. Suffolk is Maitzi from a Suffolk. The Mishnah is a vadai. Chazina de Shokol is a vadai. Ain't Suffolk much me de vadai. So Rav is okay. Rav can live another day. There's no kasha over here on Rav from the case of Tevel. So Taisa has a kasha. He says Tevel. Yeah, if you machnas it b'meitshelo, so in Atayr it's not Tevel. Didn't have a reason to play a bias. But midrabbanan it's Tevel. Midrabbanan, it's also b'achila. Achila is kva. It has rules. It's mutter b'achila sarai. But it's also b'achila is kva. It's mutter for a behemoth because behemoth is also like an achilas rai, but a person not allowed to eat it. That's a din, the rabbanon, that even before we eat pnei abayis. I know who needs to eat pnei abayis. You need to eat pnei abayis to make a tevel deraisa. But even without a eats pnei abayis, even before the eats pnei abayis, food that was not gemaised is also b'achilas kla. So even if this fellow was machnas the tefuah b'meitshelo, he did this kunz, he was machnas it b'meitshelo. So tevel deraisa never became. But there's certainly an issue of the rabbanon to eat an achilas kla. That's not a topic, that's a vada. So why does it help that a sofik harogel is maitzi from a sofik tevel? But here, mid rabbanon is a vada tevel. So how is it with cheskes misakonim? Cheskes misakonim means you can eat an achilas kla. That's not a sofik be maitzi from a sofik. That's a sofik be maitzi from a vada. Pesach doesn't spell it out, talk about it explicitly. He talks around it. There is a sheet in the Rishonim, Rabbi Ephraim, the Taisa Rosh, many other Rishonim bring it. Rabbi Ephraim held that even though besode, you're not allowed to eat an achilas kva even before the Rishmei Abayis. No, it's even before the Rishmei Abayis, you're not allowed to eat an achilas kva. But if you brought the Tfuah in B'meitshelo in such a way that now there'll never be a Rishmei Abayis, and it'll never come to a chiyuv tevel deraisa, then they were not goes around an achilas kva. The achilas, the isra achilas kva goes away. Ben Dovid has the goes with the smarach. He says that the isra of achilas kva is only on peiros that could become tevel deraisa. You could later bring them into the bais. So then they're also to eat an achilas kva even now. But if you brought them in b'meitshelo in such a way that now they'll never be a riyas pei bais, then this isra achilas kva goes away. No, you should say no. How can the issue go away? Rabbi Dovin is himself speaks out. The other side is it's a shvem lehechon holcha. If they were also bechilas kva before you brought it in b'mitz, then where did the issue disappear to? Rabbi Ephraim holds that no, it's an issue of the rabbanon. It's an issue of the rabbanon. Calls mad. It could become tevil, but payers that could never become tevil don't have this issue of the rabbanon. Akapon Taisos is not the way Taisos brings rais, not the way. That's what Taisos is marfi and rais. The lapuki from Rabbeinu Ephraim. So Taisos back to square. So if you fear Rabbeinu Ephraim, we're good. But if you Taisos, we're back to square one. So I have here a tevel vade with the rabbanon with the rais. It's only a suffer. But maybe it was machnas of b'meishuva. But with the rabbanon it's tevel vade. At least le'inyan achilas kva. So why is this chavish shemei? So why is bechesed from sekana? Al kol hakocha must be. That even though Sofik's not mighty from Avada Deraisa, but Sofik is still mighty from Avada Derabana. If that's the case, Fektosis, so then what do you do with the Mishnah? Chazina de Shokol. The Mishnah says Chazina de Shokol, you have to be bited. Why? Because of Derabana. So even if I know for sure the chulda chazina de shakla, I saw the chulda bring chomet into the house. That's a deraisa or a derabonim. It's a derabonim. And that's how I did bittel. So it's a vada derabonim. Stop a cat, there is mighty from a vada derabonim. So Taisa says b'shem the read that enechinami. If you did bittel, that's not the truth. If you did bittel, even by chazina de shokol, you don't have to be bited, because there's a sofik heter of achilo, a sofik heter rogel of achilo, and it's mitzi from a vaday derabanan. So you can rely on the achilo. And this is talking about where you did not do bittel, but now there's shalva deraisa. So the deraisa a suffix not mighty from a deraisa. Agav urcha, you see the Taisa holds that if the chulda brings chametz into the house, there's an issa deraisa by your by motzi. It's not your chametz. So I had a Taisa holds like the goyim that yiddish chametz you're over on, even if it's not yours. Or maybe because you're the bialim were misyayish and you kind of with chotzer, like some achayim want to say. It's a yedir. It's a beferish and taisus that if a chulda brings chametz into the house, you're able to buy romatz of their ice. So it's a vayda their ice. But that's part of the Mishnah. If it would be a derabban, then Suffolk would be might see the vayda. It would be might see from a vayda derabban.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not such a raya because we could say taisus was referring to the chametz that was in your house. That was he was megar the mat like all the beklemis.
Oh, maybe Taisus means Chazina de Shokal here. Maybe Chazina de Shokal means me mokum le mokum. It was the deal of the Gemara that Ha Chazina de Shokal, you do need tikka. Rav explains because Ein Sofik makes me devadai. And Taisus is asking, but it's a vada there, it's a vada, but the Gemara says, right, let's go through the steps again. It's Mukhuk in the Mishnah. That if it was Chazina de Shokal, then it would have to be Baidik. The Suffolk would not be Maitzi from the Vada. Correct, Taisis, but it's only a Vada Derabana. Suffolk is Maitzi from a Vada Derabana. Taisis' answer is the cases where you didn't do Bittul. So that's why it's a Vada Derabana. But if you did Bittul, then it would have to only be a Vada Derabana. And then Chazina de Shokal, you would be Pata. So it came out a funny thing that the diak of Chazina de Shokal, that by Chazina de Shokal, you do have to do Bdika, that would only be true if it was Chazina de Shokal, mi mokum lemokum. But Chazina de Shokal, mi bias le bias, then you would not have to do Bdika. So then you would not have to do Bdika, because that would only be a derabana. Which the process in the Mishnah is that Ein Chayshishin is, all of these cases are Ein Chayshishin. But Chazina de Shokal in all these cases, you do have to do Bdika. Yeah. If by the other cases you have to do a Bdika even by Chazina de Shokal, so then the Mishnah should say differently. Ein Chayshishin Shemekira mi Mokum Lamokum. But Chazina de Shokal, you do have to be Bdika. But mi bias le bias and mi ear le ear, even if it was Chazina de Shokal, you don't have to do Bdika.
Even the Siddur Marsha that the Chazina de Shokal is going only on the bias le bias. He's just saying it for a different reason, but maybe we could just talk to.
Peter Masha that Chazina de Shokal is only going on me, but on Mokum Mokum. Otherwise, yeah, Peter Masha Taka, you could say this. Masha learns anyway for reasons of his own that the whole deal of Chazina de Shokal is only me Mokum Mokum in the same bias, or from a room to room in the same bias. But if it's from another where you could post people to, where there's no in the Dovah Saif, but in cases where there's a in the Dovah Saif. That even the Chazina de Shokal. Yeah, the Fina Masha would work. Masha is very sure. Yeah. So now, there's a shayla here, a Suffolk. We can have a Suffolk now. Never mind the suffix of the chulda. We can have a suffix now in pshat. It was said in Taisus, at least in this first mahalach of the ri, that a suffix achila is mitzi from a vada derabana. That's why by the chaver the suffix iser is mitzi from a vada tevel derabana. And in the Mishnah by Chazina de Shokal, because you did Bittul, the Mishnah is talking about without Bittul, but if you did Bittul, then the Suffolk Achil will be Maitzi from a Vade Chometz, from a Vade Isser Chometz Derabana. So what's the pshat? Why is a Suffolk Maitzi from a Vade Derabana? Okay, and here we say two things. And this is totally what in the Suffolk that I presented at the beginning of Shir. You could say, that it's a din in the regilus. Regilus is not mitzi from a vada derais, but regilus has a kayak to be mitzi from a vada derabana. No, regilus after all is a svar, karv levada. This is the Gemara is a havamina that's mitzi from a vada derais. So even the Rava tells me, no, regilus is not strong enough to be mitzi from a vada derais. But a vada derabana is not as strong as a vada derais. So the same way there was a sakadaitach in the Gemara that a regilus is mighty from avada deraita. So although that's not true, but from avada derabbanan the regilus is mighty. That's one way to understand. But there's a different way to understand. Maybe la'olam regilus is not mighty not from avada deraita nor from avada derabbanan. But the thing is, but the regilus does make a suffix. Let's go back to our original suffix. Our original question, when we say that ein sofik mitzi midivade, do we mean it's not mitzi at all? Or do we mean it's mitzi enough to make a sofik? But a sofik is not a heter. Then maybe what the Rebbe is saying is, so ein sofik mitzi midivade, because all the sofik can do is make a sofik. But by an issa derabbanon, by avada derabbanon, the suffix can at least make it into a suffix, and once it's a suffix, make it a rabbanon lekula.
So, Rabbi, why is it matter then if it's a suffix of regilus as karl vada or just any regular suffix? Every rabbanon is suffix rabbanon lekula.
Maybe in chrami. Maybe by any, maybe even a plain ordinary suffix could be mighty from avada derabbanan, or maybe a plain ordinary suffix. Maybe I would say even by avada derabbanan, I would say but still a chazaka. There's a chazaka, so chazaka can mechri even nisum derabbanan. If I have a suffix, the chazaka be mechri the suffix, but a regilus karav levada could make the chazaka to oblige the suffix and say derabbanan lekul. Exactly.
Maybe you could answer by saying that here it has to be that it's a suffix motzi midei derabbanan and not that it's a suffix derabbanan lekula.
Right.
Because over here it's not just a suffix derabbanan, because it's not suffix derabbanan stam, because the other it's either deraisa tavo or it's either derabbanan tavo and it's working on the tzad of
there's a vade tavo derabbanan, but there's a suffix isur. Maybe he meisid it. So the Indian Tevel Derabbanan, the suffix that he maised it, makes it into is a Seker Derabbanan. I'm not asking a kasha. I'm asking, I have a question, what's the Pshat in Taisus? There's two ways to understand the Pshat in Taisus. What it says in Taisus, Shemri, is that a suffix is maised from Avada Derabbanan. Suffix Harogo is maised from Avada Derabbanan. So again, we could understand it means a suffix is maised from Avada Derabbanan. That means it's not even a suffix. The regilus is machir that it's vare mutter. I ain't suffix maitzi mitei vadai. Yeah, suffix are maitzi from a vare deraisa. But a vare derabbanan we treat differently. And a vare derabbanan, the regilus could be maitzi from a vare derabbanan, and now it's vare mutter. That's one way to understand pshat and taisus. Or we could say, no, the suffix is not maitzi from the vare derabbanan to make it vare mutter. The suffix is maitzi from the vare derabbanan to make it into a suffix. And maybe, and then already we can say that he maybe even from avada deraisa makes it into a suffix. But in avada deraisa, if you make it into a suffix, you didn't accomplish anything because it's sheker derabbanan lechumah anyway. But in avada derabbanan, if you make it into a suffix, sheker derabbanan lekula. Pshat and faces, and it's obviously connected to the original question. When we say that ain suffix mitzi midei avada deraisa, do we mean it's not mitzi at all, and it's not even a suffix? So why is it mitzi from avada derabbanan? Well, I have to say, because the avada derabbanan suffix is mitzi. So that's like that shot. Or when we say that ein suffix mitzi midevada deraisa, maybe we just mean it's not mitzi to make it mutter, but it does make it into a suffix. So then by avada derabbanan, if you made it into a suffix, that's a big deal. Now it's like a derabbanan lekula. So with truth, the two questions are totally zeh v'zeh. What do we mean by deraisa when we say ein suffix mitzi midevada? And what do we mean by derabbanan when we say that a suffix is mitzi midevada? If by deraisa, when we say ein sofik mitzi midevada, we mean it doesn't do anything. The regilus bangs his head against the wall, but it remains with the vadois. Then we say that by derabbanan sofik is mitzi midevada, we must say that a regilus works against the vada derabbanan. It doesn't work against the vada deraisa, but it works against the vada derabbanan. And then b'pshuta, it becomes mutava. Then, and if it works, if the regilus works against the vada derabbanan, then it's vare mutter. The regilus tells me that it's mamash mutter, not misofik, mutter vare. On the other end, if you say that, we say ein sofik mitzi midei vada, we mean it's not matir b'mokum avada deraisa, but at least it makes a sofik. then when Tosfos says, when the Rish says that a suffix is ma'aseh from Arad Rabbanan, then obviously what he means is because it's a suffix anyway in Sefer Rabbanan Lekulam. Let's just talk this through. Let me just finish talking to you. So the Chayre, it is an ambivalence. Well, there's two ways on the same Shat and Tosfos. The Lashon of Tosfos, the Chayre, is more mashma the first way. The Lashon of Tosfos is the Ka'asi Sofik and Maitzim Midei Vadei the Rabbanon Bechashivu Becheskas Misukonim. Mashmaitz of Tosfos is Kamat Lefurs and Tosfos, the Chayre. That it's mamish the by a vada derabbanon the chazok is mitzi from the vada derabbanon and it makes it becheskes misukonim. Tosfos doesn't say it makes it into a suffix. It makes it becheskes misukonim. But it's machmen Tosfos that I need this koyach of regilus. I need this koyach of the suffix harogil to be mitzi from the vada derabbanon and make it into becheskes misukonim. Why did Tosfos need it for? Why didn't Tosfos just say it's a sfeika derabbanan? Tosfos holds that to the extent that ain't sofik mitzvah midevadi, then it's not even a sofik. So it's either or. Either ain't sofik mitzvah midevadi, and then it's not even a sofik. Or sofik is mitzvah midevadi derabbanan, and then it's a vada mutter. It's mashman Tosfos. There's no middle ground. There's no that sofik is not mitzvah midevadi, but there's a sofik. Because then Tosfos didn't need to say that it's Vadim Sukkonim. He should have said it's a Sfeker Rabban Lekulam. From the fact that when Tosfos sees in the Gemara that a Chazok is Maitzi from Vadim Rabbanan, he calls it Vadim Sukkonim. And the question also is the Chazok is Maitzi from a Tevel Rabbanan, a Vadim Tevel Rabbanan, and makes it the Cheskes Misukkonim. The point Tosfos that it's Kipshut, Sufik is Maitzi Midei Vadim. The Sufik Arogel is Machkir the Vadois, and a Machkir the Regilis that it's Vadim Sukkonim. The Cheskes Misukkonim. And then there's another halachah also in Tosfos, that that's the pshat in Tosfos. Because Tosfos goes on and he says, "V'oid oimeri." The other color, "Hey, mecheses misukonim, ha'ina b'hanach to lechazul al behem." What's the redoing now in this "V'oid oimeri"? The re is salvaging that I don't have to say the Mishnah's talking about that you were mavat, that you were not mavat. The Mishnah's talking about that you were mavat. If you were Mavatl, so it's only the Rabbanan. The Bdik is only the Rabbanan. It's only Avada the Rabbanan. And in the Gemara, it says that a Sufik is Maitzi from Avada the Rabbanan. So the Rishon says, no, it's not true. A Sufik is not Maitzi from Avada, a Sufik is not Maitzi from Avada the Rabbanan either. If the Sufik is not Maitzi from Avada the Rabbanan, so how can the Brisa say that Harei Mecheskes Misukonim? What Misukonim? How are you going to eat it? You're going to be over. There's a Avada the Rabbanan. Now that he didn't achilas kvah. How's the Sufik Isser, whatever you call it, how's the Sufik Isser Maitzi from Avada the Rabbanan? Says the Va'oid Oimari, that we're not talking about a Michael Adam. Nechnami, if it would be a Michael Adam, you would not be Misukonim. We're talking about a Michael Behema. A Michael Behema, there's no achilas kvah anyway. So we're only dealing with so there's no Isidra Rabbanan over here. It's a Tevel Midraisa, not Tevel Midraisa. So it's so we say, well, maybe you machnas b'maychila. So if you machnas b'maychila, you can give it to a behem. So it's a Sufik deraisa. It's a Sufik. Sufik's maitzi with a Sufik. The kitzur, the Va'oida Maria's answer is saying that la'olam Sufik is maitzi from Avada de Rabbanan. And it's taka also to eat the Tevel. Also, the tevel, this tevel that the chazir left, but we say there's a het darogel that he was mafashid. You're talking allowed to eat it in achilas kvah because ain't sofik mitzvah devarid derabon. But the Bais not talking about Michael Behem. Michael Adam is talking about Michael Behem. So the Torah, what did Tosfos gain? So fine, a sofik's not mitzvah devarid derabon. But if a sofik, if ain't sofik mitzvah devarid means, but it blives a sofik, so it's sofik derabon lekulu. Where did that go? That's true. Sfeika Rabbanan is Lekula. It's more contentious that if Sfafik is not mighty from Avada Rabbanan, then it's not even a Sfafik. It blives Avadaism. So the fire is moving in this place. That on the side that ain't Sfafik mighty from Avada. to the emes, according to the Ein Sof, it might seem to be vaday. What after the, so then you don't even have a sofik. It's vada osa. Ein sofik might seem to be vada means the sofik doesn't touch the vada. The vada remains inviolable and it's vada osa. And therefore, if ein sofik might seem to be vada derabonon, then it's vada osa. If sofik is might seem to be vada derabonon, then it becomes vada, then it'll become vada mutter. But we don't say that ein sofik might seem to be devade, but it remains a sofik. Because if that was true, then by a drabon will be sreked drabon l'kul. The problem is from a tesis number base. We'll skip that tesis number base. Intervening tesis, and maybe we'll do next time. But this tesis number base by shifchasi shul metzik. The Gemara has another kasha. Vatanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh b'shivchasi shul metzik echad b'rimin sheitil nechel lebar. Ubokayim v'heitzis b'leidim zochum nekevu b'maisel nechamu tiru b'shichud lebar nesmutzin shom. V'ochad v'adi tilo v'sofik geruah v'sofik legeruah. V'kosi sofik amaytzi v'devadi. So where's the kasha? The Kohen looked over the bar in which there was a nechel. And they said he's tor. He v'adi was malon a nechel. But there was a sofik that a chulda was greater the nefil. A sofik greater, apparently, is mitzi from a vada nefil. So to write a sofik is mitzi mitzi vada. And here again, Tosfos speaks out. We're talking about a sofik arogel. A sofik of a sama sofik couldn't be mitzi from a vada nefil, but a sofik arogel is mitzi from a vada nefil. So Gemara says kashan rov. You see that sofik is mitzi mitzi vada. Well, my answer is to Terutzim, either that it was a Sofik Nefil in the first place, maybe it was a Ruach, or that maybe the Chulda is a Vada. Very similar to what we had before. The two lines of attack. This is not a Sofik Mitzim Midei Vada. Either it's a Sofik Mitzim Midei Sofik, or it's a Vada Mitzim Midei Vada. Sof places. Sofik Ruach Hushaita. Vim Taimah. Hey, Bor Hekikoi. What's the case of it? Is it a Shusha Yochid or is it a Shusha Rabin? If it's a Shusha Rabin, so even one Sofik is Tor. If it's a Shusha Yochid, then even many Sfekas are Tomei. Not so clear. Is Tosis asking, let's just focus on the first part of Tosis. Tosis says, how could it be a Rishus HaRabim? If it's a Rishus HaRabim, then even one Sofik is star. Is Tosis asking on the Salka Daitach of the Gemara, or is he asking on the Teretz of the Gemara? This has to be unpacked, but I'm just going to lay it out for you, and then you think about it. Never mind the other part of Baitosis. And if it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid, then even many Sfeikas. That's for sure on the Maskon of the Gemara. Tosis himself says, I'm the Maskon of my Mataras. But the first part of Tosis, the Rosh Hashanah Rabban part, with Tosis being a rock and a hard place. If it's Rosh Hashanah Rabban, I have problem A. If it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid, I have problem B. So I'm going to focus on the, if it's Rosh Hashanah Rabban, I have problem A. So that doesn't really spell out what is exactly the problem. Okay, if it's Rosh Hashanah Rabban, even one Sfeik is tar. So fine, okay. Shusha Rabim, one sofik is tar. If it's a Shusha Rabim, then even one sofik is tar. Okay, that's nice. Nice to know. If Shusha Rabim, even one sofik is tar. Why is that a kasha in the Gemara? It doesn't spell out, doesn't dot the I. Why is that shver from the Gemara? Why is that a problem in the Gemara? So it's like this. It certainly is a problem in the Gemara's. It is a problem in the Teretz of the Gemara, because the Teretz of the Gemara is the first Teretz of the Gemara is that it was a Sofik Nefil. So a Sofik Achil is Maitzi from a Sofik Nefil. Well, and that line of the Gemara, we could ask if it's Rosh Hashanah Rabim, why do I need even a Sofik Achil? Sofik Nefil is enough. Sofik Nefil, that's one Sofik. Rosh Hashanah Rabim, start. Why do you have to? Why do they need the chul dubaros to be mitzvah in shom? Or because the chul dubaros were mitzvah in shom, and if chul dubaros wouldn't be mitzvah in shom, sof and nefil, which is rabbi mistar. The Taisha certainly has a kasha on the Gemara's teretz. But the Dibur HaMaskel of Tosfos is the Gemara's Kasha. What's more, from the Lashon of Tosfos, you see that he's asking already in the Gemara's Kasha. Because Tosfos says, if it's Rishus HaRabim, so even one Safek is Tor, and if it's Rishus HaYochid, what's the Gemara's answer? See, from the Lashon of Tosfos, if it's Rishus HaYochid, what's the Gemara's answer? But the Rishus HaRabim was a problem, not only what's the Gemara's answer, the Rishus HaRabim was a problem even in the Gemara's Kasha. The place seems to be asking the kasha on the Gemara's kasha already. That if it's just a rabbim, the Gemara's kasha doesn't even make sense. And if it's just a yochid, the Gemara's teretz doesn't make sense either. So why does this have a problem in the kasha? If it's just a rabbim, then there's a problem in the Gemara's kasha. So the Taisus HaRosh in Nida Daf Tezvav, there you have the Taisus HaRosh printed on the page. The Taisus HaRosh elaborates, because you have there the same words over here. He elaborates and he spells it out. He says, because if Rishus HaRabim, if we're talking about Rishus HaRabim, we're even one Safek is Torah. So why does the Gemara say, why is this in the Kashan Rava? Rava, you're telling me, ain't Safek Maitzim Yedei V'Adai, say, how come over here they were Matar? What's the Kashan? Fine, ain't Suffolk might see me devade, but at least it's a Suffolk and Suffolk which is Rabbi Mistar. I said this just spells out the kasha spells out places as kasha and the Gemara's question. The Gemara has a question to Rob. Rob, you tell me ain't Suffolk might see me devade. So how will they matar the coin? What's the problem? What's the problem? Ask the places of us. If it's Rishus HaRabim, so yes, Rav is right. Ain't Suffolk Maitzim Devadai. Ain't Suffolk Maitzim Devadai just means that the Suffolk Heter Arogel can't be Makir. But it's certainly powerful enough to make a Suffolk. And if Suffolk Rishus HaRabim is Tar. I just didn't spell out Muslim. That's what he means to ask. That's the kasha that there is to ask here on the Hav Minu Gemara. How could be talking about it's just a rabbin? If it's just a rabbin, even one suffix star. So what's the problem with what's the rabbin's problem? Yeah, ain't suffix might be devadi, but a suffix it is. Suffix is a rabbin star. But if that's the case, then it's mefurish in this tesis that even though ain't suffix might be devadi, that means it's not matir devadi, but it bribes a suffix. That's against the Yisrael Amid Aleph. The place of Amid Aleph, we were with diet. That if ain't Suffolk Maitzim Devadi, it's not even a Suffolk. We can't say Sveikad Rabban in the Kula. Right, there's fear between the two, between the Taisism. Rather, the Taisis HaRosh, Tashosh and Nida says like Taisis by us, the Kash is on the Kash, the Gemara, the Taisis Kash is on the Havim in the Gemara. The Taisis HaRosh here in Tzachim, here in Amid Beis, He is the kasha only in the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara says that it was a Suffolk Nefil, Suffolk Ruach, so a Suffolk is mighty from a Suffolk. He asked the Taisus HaRosh, if it's Rishus HaRabim, why do I need two Sveikas? Even a Suffolk Nefil is enough to be a Matir. And if it's Rishus HaYochid, then it had a two Sveikas help. The Taisus HaRosh is not bothered in the Gemara's Salka Daitach, only in the Gemara's Teretz. In Taisus HaRosh is talking with Duyik that if ain't Suffolk might see me divided, then it's not even a Suffolk. The Gemara's Kasha was good. If ain't Suffolk might see me divided, I understand. It could be talking in Rishus HaRabim, and ain't Suffolk might see me divided in this valley also. So, like the Gemara. So, why was the claim okay? So, the Taisus HaRosh is good. It stems with Ramadan. But in the Taisus that we have, the Chayin is still. So, yeah, this is a deep question in the chesmen of the pshat over here. Okay, I gotta go, so I'm gonna leave you with this to think about.
Can we text Rabbi? Maybe potential answer.
What?
Can we text Rabbi? Potential answer.
Text me what?
Potential answer.
Yeah, sure. That's anyway, it's always good. Okay, very good. To be continued.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.